Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Today's message is called Discerning Seasons of Destiny. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Now the word Hosanna means save us. I used to hear people say, Hosanna means the highest praise. No, Hosanna means save us. And when they referred to him as the son of David, they were saying, Jesus, you fulfill the prophecies of the coming Messiah. You are the king of Israel. And the crowd kept saying it. God has sent you to save us. God has sent you to save us. God has sent you to save us. And the Pharisees were saying, tell them to stop. Because at that time, Israel and the Jewish people were dominated by Rome. I'm sure there were Roman soldiers all around with a crowd like that. In fact, according to the historian Josephus, approximately 2.5 million Jews from around the world were there. They came so that they could observe the Feast of Passover. So here, many of them are saying, save us, save us. The Pharisees said, stop saying that. And the soldiers, I'm sure, around, if they understood what they were saying, is this could get out of hand. Look at all of these people saying to this man to save them. Save them from what? Save them from Rome? Do you see the conflict of the situation? Now, many of those who were visiting were not aware of the ministry of Jesus. And the Bible says, and when Jesus had come to Jerusalem, all the city was moved, mostly by those who were from out of town, saying, who is this? Who is this? So the multitudes, that is the locals, said, this is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth of Galilee. He's the Messiah. Now, this is often where the Palm Sunday story ends. However, there's another part of the story that is often overlooked, and that's what I want to talk about today. You see, while the Son of God continued riding toward Jerusalem, he began weeping over the city. Think of this contrast. They were cheering, Jesus was weeping. Jesus had come at a specific time in history to save them from the future destruction that they would incur. And how they were to escape this was to accept him as their Savior, their Messiah. That's why he came. That's why he was there. That's why he was going through Jerusalem. But the truth of the matter is everybody likes a party. But when the party is over, everybody goes back to just the way it was before. Jesus realized that the people failed to accept him as their true Messiah. And we pick up the story in Luke 19 and 41, where it says, now as Jesus drew near, he saw the city and he began to weep over it. And he began to say, if you had known, even you, especially in this your day, the things that make for your peace, your prosperity, your happiness. But now they are hidden from your eyes. For days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment around you, surround you and close you in on every side. They will level you and your children within you. They will level you to the ground, and they will not leave in you one stone upon another, because you did not know the time of your visitation. Like Jeremiah the prophet, he was called the weeping prophet. Jesus was weeping over Jerusalem. This was not the first time Jesus spoke prophetically about what was going to happen if they rejected him as the Messiah. For earlier, he was speaking to a crowd and he warned them of the future consequences of rejecting him. You remember what the Bible says? He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, he gave them the power to become sons and daughters of God. Aren't you glad about that? In Luke chapter 13 and 34, Jesus said, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones God's messengers." They had a long history of that. "How often I wanted to gather you and to gather your young together as a hen protects her chicks beneath her wings, but you would not. And now look, your house will be abandoned, and you will never see me again until you say, 'Blessings on the one who comes in the name of the Lord.'" Jesus was talking about a future time that has not occurred yet. One day, Israel will be in so much trouble because of the armies of the Antichrist. They are going to be crying out for their Messiah, and Jesus Christ will come again. We're talking about something future here. The Bible says, "And they will see whom they had pierced." Jesus still has the pierce marks in his hands and in his feet as a result of the crucifixion. "And they will say to him, 'Where did you get those marks in your body?' And Jesus will say to them, 'I was wounded in the house of my friend." Someday Israel will be very happy to see Jesus, their Messiah, to return. And that's exactly what Jesus is talking about. In this passage of scripture in Luke 19 and 43, Jesus said, "The days will come." Now, this was a common phrase used by Old Testament prophets announcing future events. The next thing Jesus said was, "Your enemies will surround you and destroy you." They were shouting, "Save us." Jesus was looking into the future saying, "Jerusalem will fall." He was weeping over that fact. And then he identified the problem that would lead to their demise. He said, "Because you did not know the time of your visitation." Now, that word visitation is an interesting word, and it means several things in the original language. One of the things it means is the time of inspection. The time of inspection. Jesus came at a time God sent him in history to inspect to see if Israel would accept him as their Messiah. But it also means the day of decision. The day of decision. There was a decision that the people needed to make. Was Jesus their Messiah or wasn't he their Messiah? When you look at Palm Sunday and you see him riding into Jerusalem, you would think they were saying, "You are the Messiah." But by Thursday, they were saying, "Crucify him. Crucify him. Crucify him."
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
This is Pastor Steve. Thanks so much for listening to the program today. We are living in perilous times, but I want to let you know something. God has protecting angels watching over us. And I just feel like I need to say that. One of my favorite scripture verses is Psalm 91. Let me read for you a few verses. It says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. For he will give his angels charge over you to keep you in all of your ways." He goes on to say, "I will keep you from trouble, and I will deliver you, and I will honor you, and with long life I will satisfy you and show you my salvation." My friends, today, God is watching over us, so we have nothing to fear. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
That word visitation was used many times in the scriptures. There was one time in Luke 7 and 16, and it talks about a young man who Jesus raised from the dead. There was a funeral procession going out of a city, and Jesus and his disciples were going into the city. There was a woman whose husband had already passed away, and her only son had died. And so she was crying. Now, folks, she wasn't just crying because her son had passed away. In those days, it was difficult for a woman to get a job. She was already a widow, and now she had lost her only means of support in the world. Jesus moved with compassion. He stopped the funeral procession. And he said to the young man, "Arise. Get up." The Bible says he immediately sat up and began to speak. Jesus said, "Okay, get off of that burial. Come over here. Here's your mother. Here. Mother, be comforted." The Bible says there came a fear on everyone. How many of you would be a little fearful in the middle of a funeral and the person in the casket just sits up and says, "Oh, thank you for coming. But you won't need to follow me to the graveyard today because I'm getting out." There came a fear upon everyone there, but they glorified God, saying that a great prophet is risen among us and that God has visited his people. A visitation to some is recognized that God has come. But a visitation to others may look like trouble. In fact, the religious leaders did everything they could to discredit Jesus. They threatened the people that they should not follow them. They said, "If you follow this man, we're going to throw you out of the synagogue." Now, the synagogue wasn't just a church. It was the community. It was where the Jewish people lived. This was their means of networking with each other. This was a total community, the synagogue. When they said, "Get out of the synagogue," it meant you are excommunicated from the community. The Pharisees used that to frighten those who believed in Jesus. A few days later, after Palm Sunday, they arrested Jesus at night. You know the story. Finally, they delivered him to Pilate to have Jesus crucified. They crucified their king. They crucified their savior. They crucified their deliverer. Imagine this. Later on, when the Romans would attack them, they would cry out to God for help. They crucified their help. Help was not coming. The Bible says if they had recognized him, they would have never done it. And 1 Corinthians 2:8, it says, for if they had known it, they would have never crucified the Lord of glory. Jesus put it this way, they missed their day of visitation when they crucified the one who came to rescue the nation. Folks, and there were consequences for their lack of awareness, and those consequences were staggering. I don't have time to give you a history lesson, but let me just mention this, that the Romans besieged and destroyed Jerusalem in the war of AD 66 to 70. It was approximately 40 years after Jesus spoke these words. Jesus' mission was to literally save Jerusalem. Palm Sunday was a day of decision and destiny for the Jewish people, and they did not even recognize it. They could accept Jesus as the Messiah and live, or follow the religious leaders, rejecting him and destroying the entire nation. And that's what they did. They made the wrong choice. But let me talk to you today. Because God schedules visitations to your life when making decisions that may determine your destiny. For one example is the day of salvation. How many of you are born again? I want to know who to pray for at the close of the service. All right, that's everybody. I see you raised your hand. Before you accepted the Lord, the Holy Spirit came and he drew you, he spoke to you, he revealed to you your need of Jesus Christ as Savior. That was a visitation. When you make important decisions about your life and your future and your destiny, the Holy Spirit will always be there speaking in your ear. Whether you listen or not, it's up to you. Like when you select someone to marry, the Holy Spirit will tell you, that's the last thing you want to hear. You say, what did you say? That's not the one. And then when you heard it, you said, devil, I rebuke you. You can't rebuke the Holy Spirit. He's the teacher. He's the instructor. He's the instructor. He's your guide. But nevertheless, you say, oh, Lord, I'll just kind of overlook that. Somebody was telling me a testimony of a young woman, one of their friends. She said she was going to marry this gentleman, and the Holy Spirit said, no, don't marry him. She clearly heard the Lord over and over again, don't marry him. Don't. But she married him anyway. Had a beautiful wedding, but at the close, she said she was living in hell. And what tormented her the most was she disobeyed God when the Lord said, don't marry him. I wonder how many people am I talking to today where the Holy Spirit is saying, don't marry him or her. And you're trying to avoid the voice of the Spirit. Remember this, when God brings a visitation to your life. It's because whatever your decision is will affect and influence your destiny. Jesus came to save Israel from destruction. When God comes and brings a visitation, it's always to save you. It's always to deliver you from future trouble. He's not coming there to scold you or to take away your happiness. He's come to preserve your happiness. The Holy Spirit will visit you when you make educational choices. Your occupation, where you're going to live, your church, your ministry service to God. God will send a visitation when there's a crossroads in your life, where there's a crisis, when there's trouble, when you need guidance that will affect your future. God will come and visit you with the answer. Throughout the scriptures, it shows that God visited people to bring deliverance and to establish their destiny. Now, we need to repeat this because what happened to Israel, we do not want to happen to us. Somebody say amen. You want to recognize your day of visitation. So we need to say this. The day of visitation is when God will provide guidance that will affect my future. And I must listen. I must understand and not ignore the voice of the Spirit. God appeared to Jacob in a time of trouble. His brother was pursuing him to take his life. He sent his family on to safety, and the Bible says that Jacob was visited by an angel, and he wrestled with that angel all night, saying, "Bless me. I will not let you go until you bless me." God sends his visitation in the time of trouble, in the time of crisis. Look for it. Look for God. Don't keep your head down. Don't be covering your head in prayer. Jesus said, watch and pray. Expect a visitation from God when you're going through a terrible situation, when you're going through a crisis, when there's something you've got to know because it'll influence your future or the future of your family. Watch and pray because a visitation is coming. Don't miss it.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If this message was a blessing to you, you can easily listen to it online or download it for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, navigate to the media tab, and click on audio messages. If you'd like to help us share this message with listeners all over the world, you can make a secure online gift right there on our website. That's aplacetogrow.org. The title of today's message was Discerning Seasons of Destiny. This is part one. Now, Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
You know, one of the most important things we have to remember as Christians is we need to seek God with all of our heart. The Bible says, as a deer pants after the water brook, so my heart and my soul pants after you. My soul thirsts for you, O God, for the living God. Father, I just pray for the people now that you would give us a hunger and thirst to know you in a better way. Father, just for the fact that these precious listeners are listening, Lord, to your word every day, we just pray that you will strengthen them, that you would put a real desire in their heart to go deeper in their love relationship with you, that they would fulfill the divine destiny that you've placed upon their life. I pray for a blessing upon them today. Whatever they need, meet that need in their lives.
And devil, your power is broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for victory today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.